Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
From the Bayview neighborhood in San Francisco, California, I'm Schmitty with Talkin' Schmidt. Today, I travel down to Dallas, Texas and catch up with longtime vert skater Mike Crum. Mike was originally on Zorlak and carried the torch for the Texas vert scene into the 90s. He turned pro for Vision in 1991 and was ranked as one of the best skateboarders in the world at one time. He has since rode for Prime, World, DVS, Hurley, and Independent Trucks. He actually even had his own signature Indy T. More recently, he's provided the ramp for every deathmatch event that Thrasher has had, which started in Austin, Texas at the South by Southwest. Today, he's in his 40s and runs a nonprofit skate park in Dallas, Texas called Four Down.
First, I kind of wanted a place for to have a vert ramp for myself, like a little private place. And then it kind of morphed into, oh, let's just get a warehouse. And we moved to our new location and we decided just let's form a 501c3 nonprofit, have just the open days free.
Also today, we get a look into the strange world of Ribs Man, a mask skater in a skeleton outfit that rips hard. Ribs has been seen all over and recently reached 60,000 followers on his Instagram, yet no one seems to know who he actually is. Before we start the show, we're going to take a little break and hear from some of our friends, but we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Corey at Blue Plate, 3218 Mission Street. Come see us. Meatloaf, fried chicken, deviled eggs, Dollar Olympia beers. We're here every day of the week. We got a garden and we got smiles on our faces. Come let us make you happy.
Blood Wizard. Go to bloodwizard.com and buy some Blood Wizard. This is paid for by Blood Wizard.
This is Ron Allen and you are listening to Talkin' Schmidt.
Gonna let the old cars turn right here.
Oh, big dog's in.
Schmitty! What do you think, Schmitty?
He could just pull shit off.
Talkin' Schmidt.
Dude, he's so fucking bitchy.
Shit my pants, lad.
The Rolodex is fucking deep.
Are you ready?
Come on, Schmidt.
All right, hello, this is Schmitty, and I'm back with another episode. I'm down here in the Lone Star State, Dallas, Texas.
Yeehaw.
Sitting at my right, we got Mike Crum. What's up, Mike?
How's it going, Schmitty? Good to see you, man.
Really good to see you. Where are we at?
We are at my skate park in Dallas, kind of right outside downtown. It's called Four Down.
This place looks cool. He's got the clown ramp in pieces outside. He's got an indoor facility. He's got a huge-ass bowl. There's tons of stuff to skate. Cool history, art on the walls. You guys are doing it. We got a... Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. There's Ribs Man.
Yeah, Ribs Man just showed up. I don't know anything about him, but he's here.
Right.
Where were you born?
I was born in Dallas.
Oh, born and raised here.
I grew up here skating Bachman Lake. Where the clown ramp originally was.
Right.
I think I was 85, like the Back to the Future surge of skateboarding.
Uh-huh.
Right? So that was 85, I think.
Yep.
So yeah. And then ended up getting on Zorlak at a super young age and just skating with Craig and Jeff and everything and just kind of went from there.
How did that go down? Did Craig put you on?
Or? No, it was Dana Buck, who I guess he was half owner. Him and Jeff Newton owned it. And I was just, you know, there wasn't too many little kids that were good. I wasn't like amazing, but I could do little inverts and stink bug airs and stuff. So, you know, they took me under their wing and corrupted me and, you know, sent me on my own.
Living in Texas, was Zorlak your first skateboard?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. If you lived in Texas, what's up, Ribs Man? If you lived in Texas, like, riding for Zorlak was just a dream. You know what I mean? It was freaking everywhere. I think, like, one of the Shut Up and Skates, 8th Street asked me to ride for him, and I was like, no way, fucking Zorlak, you know, back then. So yeah, it was definitely, it was big for, I mean, it was big nationally too, but if you lived in Texas, it was heart and soul for sure.
Shit. Why is Texas the reason besides Kennedy being dead?
Texas is the, I guess they took it from the Misfits song, right? I guess Texas is the reason, catchy saying. I definitely hear Craig say that a lot. We put his finger in you. Texas is the reason, man.
Yeah. So, yeah, talk about that attitude back then, the Texas.
It was, yeah, they were, I mean, they've always seemed old and larger than life to me. Just being, I guess when you're 12, and they're not too much older than me, but when you're 12 and someone's 19 or 20,
right,
it's a big fucking difference.
Sure.
So they just had that attitude of going to contests, partying, and just charging, I guess, the events and stuff.
Yeah.
And I remember the Shut Up and Skates were just fucking crazy. They were rock stars, you know, in their own way. And I think there was one of the Shut Up and Skates where all the H Street guys came and they changed the Fuck You Were From Texas sticker to Fuck You Texas.
Oh.
And they just showed up. It was so damn ballsy. And then Tony Mag won the vert, and Danny Way won the pro vert. Tony Mag and Danny Way won the
AM.
The AM, yeah.
Vert. Wow, that is ballsy.
It was pretty funny.
That cover of John Gibson in the Pipes, probably one of my all-time favorites.
Yes, that is so fucking legendary. Yeah. Johnny to me is, I mean, he was before Jeff. Like, he was fucking late 70s, early Cab kind of era, like top three guy, you know, before Phillips, before Craig, and yeah, he was like, what were the contests called out there? God, I forgot, the early bowl contest, whatever, but he's one of the main dudes, but he's rad.
True or false, you have watched every episode of the TV show Dallas?
That is false. I think my mom's in one, though, like, they had, like, kind of, like background stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that, so.
Because they would have the sets here, yeah. They actually filmed them?
Yeah, yeah, totally. And then she became friends with Larry Hagman, who was one of the main characters.
Yeah, JR.
Yeah.
Who and, shot JR. It was my mom!
Pretty funny.
Can you guys still carry guns legally in Texas?
Yes, for sure, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm not, I'm so opposite of the normal Texas person, like, I don't have guns or anything like that, but you can totally have a holster, you know,
in
outside. I don't know about a bar. There might be rules about that. I think so, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But what about open containers? Driving?
Open containers, no. But as a kid, my dad would always pick me up with, like, you know, a whiskey drink, and it was, like, totally normal.
I feel like in 93 when I drove through here, I think we opened a beer because we could.
Yeah, you could. The passenger maybe could for maybe a while.
Yeah.
But yeah.
We were like, dude, you got to open beer.
I mean, it's harsh, super harsh here, drinking and driving and all that now. It's now, like one of the gnarliest states for sure.
Did you ever follow football at all?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. I think it's kind of in your, it's kind of, you know, beat it into your head growing up here, you know, the
would you
Cowboys
say Tony Dorsett or Emmitt Smith?
I would Tony Dorsett, because that's when I was a kid for sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What about Troy Aikman or Roger Staubach?
Roger Staubach for sure, because I have a signed book from him.
So, no way.
As a kid, yeah.
Right. Yeah. And what was the coach's name? Landry.
Yeah, Tom Landry. Yeah.
He's like
guaranteed.
Legend.
They have a highway out here with the Tom Landry Freeway, and it's the hat on the bridge.
Okay.
You know, like, that's the symbol. It's pretty sick.
Well, coming from the Bay, we got a team called the 49ers, and there's this famous thing called the Catch.
Yes, yes.
And it was Dwight Clark winning the game in the end zone against Dallas.
I don't know shit about football, but I know that.
Do you know about Terrell Owens spiking the ball on the on the star?
Yeah, for sure, guaranteed.
Yeah.
I think the whole fucking city erupted.
Oh, man. It was crazy, because then later he was on the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Like 2 years, 3 years later. You remember going to California for your first time?
It was, I mean, I went as a kid on a family vacation when I started skating. Like, I think I was on Zorlak.
Okay.
13, 12. And my brother and my dad would go to SeaWorld, and they would drop me off at Del Mar, and I would skate there all day until they came back. So it was pretty sick. And I never really skated a concrete bowl or anything. I remember seeing, who was it? Spidey was super cool to me. Spidey,
Rick.
Yeah, he was super cool. I was like super fucking scared to go in there.
Yeah.
I've never seen it in video from the PAL videos, but the bigger bowl was, I forgot what it's called, the keyhole, I guess. So much smaller, you know, than you think. and all that, but that shit was hard to skate if you were a half pipe guy.
Yeah. Back then. Dude, Upland was gnarly.
Yeah, I never went to Upland. I remember David Nielsen saying, remember David Nielsen?
Yeah.
He ripped, and he said he could barely, couldn't even do a backside air in the square part because it had so much vert and steep. Like, the new one is cake compared to that fucking thing.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Who are your top three vert skaters of all time?
Of all time? I mean, as a kid, it seemed like Dan Wilkes was so innovative back then. I was just being awed. Like, he did, I think, called him Certain Deaths, Axel Stahl Fakies back in the day. Like, on the clown ramp days, before anyone, before mini ramps and shit,
yeah.
You know, and frontside ground fakies. Jimmy Wilkins, to me, is just fucking the hands down the best.
Like, yeah.
It's retarded how good he is.
And he's always skated for like just a few
looks,
years.
It's just like, oh my God. Like, I feel like I can relate to some of the stuff he does. Like, you know, just floaty ollies and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But he's taking it to such another level. It's insane.
Jimmy.
And then...
I'm going to put you on the spot.
What?
Danny Way versus Colin McKay.
Danny Way, when I first saw him in Houston, I was like, what the fuck? When Danny Way was small and went big, it was insane because the way he scraped his tail and shit. You know,
yeah.
There's like bonkers on vert, you know, bonk your wheels.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I am. And then there's the scrape, which I'm so jealous of, but he's so sick, Danny.
Yeah.
It was like scary to watch, but he's so good.
So did you skate much with Jeff Phillips?
I did. Yeah. I mean, they when going out to get my first skateboard, they were probably the... Him and Craig and everyone, big session on Friday night, clown ramp. There was a little skate shop there called Skate Time, and first people I ever saw skate was that. And just being a local at clown ramp, and then Jeff Phillips skate park, just skated with him a lot, yeah.
Yeah, what, for somebody who's just starting skating, how, describe Jeff to, like, what's something some kids should know about him?
I mean, just...
Big boosters.
Big booster, power, such a humble dude, you know, no... freaking attitude, and he was just, we had Eye of the Tiger when he skated, and he was rad.
I heard Jake Phelps told me the one story, there was two stories actually. One, he won a contest on acid,
yes,
which is like totally awesome.
I think it was that Big Vision one.
Okay, and then there's this other thing, he was one of the only skaters that could do a 540 out of an invert.
Yes, yeah, he could do inverts
and do
540 huge airs are inverts. Yes.
Yeah, and it's, not a lot of people can do that.
No, dude, and speed out of inverts hard because
right.
He would just, yeah, I think he would like yank them in with his hand, you know. Like when I do an invert and I stall it, I just fall in.
Yeah.
You know, just dunk, you know, and then he would just yank them in. It's crazy.
We got to talk about championship weekend. That was one of the most epic SF skate moments. It was like you guys came in and put the ramp together. And
oh,
like,
yes.
We took it out
bay,
on the barge.
That was, like championship weekend.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
I think
yeah,
Vans called it championship weekend because they backed it.
Yeah,
whatever.
That was sick.
But
yeah.
Talk about that. Like what you guys got in that night, hauled the ramp out, right?
Yeah, drove it out from here.
Yeah, from Dallas to SF.
Had a crazy crew, of course.
Yeah.
And
Harper was there.
Put the. Luckily, it wasn't the wood one because I don't think it would have worked.
No.
It was like a metal frame one that we were testing out, and it fit perfectly on there.
Yeah.
Like almost edge to edge and width to width. Like it was crazy.
And then what happened? I remember there was something like they were like, nope, you can't do that. Like we had to alter something. Like we had to take off from a different area maybe. Like the barge
so.
Was going to be right there at the cove, easy. And they're like, no, you can't do it here. So we had to go like way down
and
drive it
no,
in.
No, so I can't. I'm insanely seasick. Like it's insane. If I go on a boat, like I'll just puke. So I didn't get on it. But I remember, I think I was standing with Rob Welsh.
Shout out.
We're just watching. You see it coming in from so far away.
Like, right.
It was way out there.
Oh, fuck.
That was sick, though. That's crazy you guys pulled that off,
dude,
actually.
We need another one of those.
Yeah.
Tony, come on, hit up Crumb. Let's do a reunion.
Let's do it.
Was
let's
it
do
almost
it.
10 years? We'll get Omar to spin with the bacon.
No, yeah, he did that. Huh? That was so sick.
And then we got to know each other real well by the deathmatch parties down in Austin, South by Southwest style.
Those were fun.
First one was like one of my favorites because it was just me, Jake, and Jordy.
Yeah.
And then we met you, Craig, and John.
Yeah.
We did like a classics with Gibson and like Jake, and I was just like, oh my God, this is the best shit.
Yeah.
But do you have a favorite? You've done like probably, what, 8 of them?
I mean, every one.
Every one.
So, but then it took a hiatus for like 3 years or something like that. I mean, the first ones were just, they were so organic and didn't know what to expect, I guess. So those were, I mean, the one, yeah, maybe one of the first ones, man.
Odd Future, Jumping Off the Roof.
Yeah, kinda that was like
put
the
it
second,
on the map, I feel like.
Or third,
like
yeah.
that one blew up. It was like in Spin and everywhere. Yeah.
And the first venue wasn't huge.
Right.
So it was just, yeah, you know, the venue now, they're still freaking packed and still so much energy. So,
yeah.
It's a rad event for sure.
Those are so fun.
Just stoked that we still get invited back every year for sure.
Mm-hmm. What was the best contest that you personally ever skated in?
Like me in my talent wise in a contest, or just enjoying
one that you walked away stoked, like whether you did well or whether you just had a good time.
I mean, I won a Shut Up and Skate in Dallas. I think Jeff was hurt.
Oh,
and you know, some a lot of the older pros were still there. So that, you know, hometown in Dallas, they used to do 2 Shut Up and Skates, one in Dallas and the next weekend in Houston. I just loved all the Vancouver contests, those were sick. Yeah. Those were the Slam City Jams, the first ones.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, those were sick for sure.
What's your favorite thing you've ever skated outside of a vert ramp?
The Munster Bowl. I love that thing. Did you ever ride that?
No.
You had to run out. You know, it was pretty high, and you just fucking had the bars. You run out the channel. We would always go there for that Munster contest, and I think it's video of it's like rad session. P-Stone's there, and Duffy, and me, and just fucking thousands of kids surrounding the bowl and just this heated session going on. So it was pretty sick.
Let's talk a little bit about what you're doing here futuristically. Currently you guys are remodeling this place to relaunch. It's a non-profit, you said?
Yes, we are. Dallas does not have a proper public skate park for some insane reason. Like, it's probably one of the biggest cities that doesn't have one. So we just decided to, first I kind of wanted a place to have a vert ramp for myself, like a little private place.
Yeah.
And then it kind of morphed into, oh, let's just get a warehouse, and morphed into a private thing. And then we moved to our new location and we decided just let's form a 501c3 nonprofit, have just the open days free. And then we also do clinics with other nonprofits. Bring, you know, we just share our love of skateboarding, you know, as an alternative activity. And we use it for, we do tons of events here as well. We do the Craig Johnson Bowl Jam. I mean, there's a theme to all this. the Jeff Phillips tribute. And then we're actually doing the Zoomies Best Foot Forward Finals here in September, which I'm super stoked on.
If we could get a backer to pay for it, would you guys be interested in doing the clown ramp with the lights and everything?
Yes,
guaranteed. Talk about that. Like, explain what that is to people that don't know.
The clown ramp, I mean, it originally was a thing called Skateball. I have an ad of it on my phone.
It's like
the original
pinball
ad. And it had no vert on it. And the blue sections were like a warm-up thing. And the clown ramp sections, the painted with the yellow and blue, had light sensors on them. Sensors with like plastic thing over it and a scoreboard on top of the ramp. And you would literally, it was called the human pinball machine. And I don't know if you put money in it or you just pay, and you would pump on it and try to run over all the sensors and you get points.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fun. It was crazy. And they had them set up. They're like the fastest growing sport around, da 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 da. And then in the 80s, when our late 70s, early 80s, when tricks started happening, those things became absolute. You know, they disappeared.
Yeah.
And one got brought to Dallas. And I don't know who did it. It was before my time, but they put vert on it in a platform.
Okay. 'Cause
it used to go just right to vert.
And that's the one that Phillips had to cover.
Yeah, and then they put all the sections together. It was the clown section, blue section, and then clown section. And that's the famous one. And that's the first ramp I ever skated.
Two of my all-time favorite Thrasher covers. One, John Gibson. 2, Jeff Phillips.
Yes, those are mofo photo.
Dude, so that mofo one's hanging on my wall. Mofo gave that to me. I was so hyped.
Yeah.
Like 11
stoked.
By
he
14.
He sent us one to have. I was super stoked he did that.
Fuck yeah. Shout out to Mo.
Shout out.
For sure. But we got my friend is obsessed with the thing. He actually found the one that was out at the one that Phillips and them skated, and me, and it was in a paintball field, just rotting away, used for like, you know, hiding and shit.
Yeah.
And he tried to fix it up, but it's so fucked. So fuck. He randomly found a dude that had an original skateball game ramp, same thing as clown ramp, and he found it in Wisconsin and drove up there, bought it from the guy, and brought it here.
Fuck,
and
yeah.
Set it up. So
do you guys have any dates yet
for
the event?
Jeff or Craig Johnson Bowl Jam is August 3rd, so like fuck, is that 2 weeks from tomorrow?
That might be the day this comes out.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's all right.
I don't know. But what about, there's one in September, right?
September 7th is Zoomy. So we're just the host at that. Like, we're there just, we're the venue.
Is it here?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, the Best Foot Forward Finals. And then we do Jeff Phillips tribute. Well, we actually want to do Shut Up and Rumble, which is, you know, Rumble and Ramona.
Yeah.
So we add Shut Up and Skate and Rumble together. Ooh. Hook up with Navs and do a big vert, just
all right.
Fun times. So.
All right.
And then we do tons, like we just did a big game of skate on that slab out there 2 weeks ago. And
yeah,
just
that's good.
Just constant stuff's happening here. Video premieres, all types of stuff. So
you guys have little art shows? Or?
Yes, yeah, for sure.
And then there's a stage for bands.
We got to see over Big Boys out here. I would love to get Tim Kerr out there. Fucking insane.
Tim, where you at?
Did you ever hear the Local Gringos?
No.
The band? They were sick. Like, God, okay. They had that song called Corn Dog. But they were... you know, kind of that same era. One of the guys died, so they disappeared. But they called Craig El Loco Gringo, I guess, right? So, but they've kind of formed again, so I'm trying to get them out. It'd be amazing.
We got a friend out in Europe. He's a big fan of the show.
Yes.
And I think you got some history with him. His name's Patrick Duffy.
Yes.
You got any good stories?
Duffy just rules. He's a pleasure to be around. We've had fun times that we probably don't remember doing together. Yeah. So just Yo Duffy.
Shout out.
Yo Duffy. Yeah. We miss you, bud.
He is out in Europe. He's in what, Finland?
I think he's in Finland.
Finland,
yeah.
That's right. Two kids.
If anyone wants to fly him out to China Banks,
yeah,
there's a little mission he has still waiting for him.
I love it.
So, you know.
So sick.
So yeah, cool. What should I throw on the jukebox to carry us out of here? What song? What band?
Oh my God. I'm a Bob Mould Husker Du fanatic. You could do Something I Learned Today, Husker Du.
Thank you so much for meeting up, Mike.
Hospitality
is always good in Texas. I'm going to see if I can get a quick little interview with this dude. Hey, Ribs Man, you got a few minutes for a podcast? I've seen you. You're the Ribs Man from Instagram, the skateboarding skeleton, right? How's it going, man?
It's good.
If somebody was coming to Dallas for the first time, what would you want them to make sure that they either go skate or see?
I mean, it really depends on who it is. If it's a pro, I'd probably take them to something gnarly. I showed Jaws around, and I took him to this fucked up handrail, and he board slid it like fourth try, and I don't even think he used it. Because I just saw his most recent part, and he did a way bigger rail, so I don't even think he used the one he did here.
Wow. That's sick. Jaws was on the show, actually, a few episodes back. Where's fucking Ribs Man take his first date?
There's a lot of good places to eat here.
Where's one of them? Where would you, if you got a date tonight, where are you going?
Yeah, probably the Bone Daddies.
Do you like the Bomb Hills?
Yeah, Bomb Hills is sick.
You ever skate with Sean Green? He's from out here, isn't he?
Yeah, I skate with Sean. I mean, I haven't seen him in a little while, but yeah, he's from Dallas.
What do you think about this new trend called the no push lines that people are doing?
Oh yeah, no push lines is sick. You know, a line's a line, but if you can do it without it, then it's highly respected.
Can Ribsman shout out some people?
Dude, we got a lot of people we can shout out. Every shop, just all of them. I mean, there's only four shops in Dallas.
What are the four main shops? Can we list them?
There's Denton Skate Supply. There's the Point Skate Shop, which has two locations.
Uh-huh.
One's in Deep Ellum and one is in Allen, Fairview area.
What's the one right here, like Maine or whatever?
Yeah, that's Deep Ellum right here downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a bowl in both locations.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, you can skate at either shop.
Okay.
There's two shops in Fort Worth. There's Q Skate Shop, and then there's Magnolia. Both of those shops are killing it. I mean,
if I'm going to go to all those shops today, which one's most likely to buy some beanies off me to sell in their shop? Who's going to support Talkin' Schmidt?
Try any of them, honestly.
I will, but which one do you think I'm going to come away successful with?
Well, right now you're closest to the point. I would just ask Four Down. I mean, we're in Four Down right now. I would just leave some beanies here. Yeah, they'll sell.
Fuck yeah. Crumb's the homie. He's hooked it up so many times. He built a ramp for us to fucking bring out in the barge at a Giants game, and we're skating a fucking half pipe in the middle of the water. What? All these people going to a baseball Shout game out. Are watching us. Omar Hassan flies off of it into the bay. It was forever. Like, best fucking day. It was so sick. Well, anything else people need to know before we got to fucking wind this down? I got to get going to this wedding, but any last words for our viewers or our listeners?
Just fucking fired up. Have fun. Shut up and skate.
Done. And we out of here. Thank you for listening to another episode of Talkin' Schmidt.
You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, or anywhere you get your podcasts. When you subscribe, you'll get notifications every Tuesday of new episodes the minute they become available. Also, please leave reviews and a 5-star rating. It's the best way to help the show grow up them charts. All the episodes will always remain free to my listeners, but if you'd like to help support the show, you can do so at our website, TalkinSchmidt.com, where you can pick up some merchandise like stickers, beanies, hats, possibly even a t-shirt. The website has an entire archive of the episodes with extra photos and sometimes even video. If you have personal pics of our Talkin Schmidt guests, please send them to me at epicallytrife@yahoo.com, and maybe your photo will end up on the site, or better yet, on Talkin Schmidt's Instagram account. All interviews are conducted, edited, and produced by me, Schmitty. The intro music is Mary's Cross by the band Nature, and a special shout-out goes to my executive director, Cheryl Camisa.
Shout-out.
Love it!
Until next week, this is Talkin' Schmidt, where the Rolodex is deep, but the conversation is deeper.
Talkin' Schmidt. Talkin' Schmidt. Talkin' Schmidt.